right, on to employee handbooks. So we're going to start with kind of, this is a number of different policies. There's lots of policies that you can have. We're going to try and focus on the policies that you need and the ones that can be a little bit squirrely. So, and the ones that are most important from the perspective of having them in place and having them worded correctly so that you're in the best possible position you can be in if you get sued. Okay, so that's the main focus. There's a lot more information in the paper than we're going to be able to cover in the next hour, but this is a really important topic, and so I definitely encourage you to ask questions as we're going through if you have a chance. Okay, so let's start with your EEO policy. Everybody has an equal employment opportunity policy. You do not have to have one if you are fewer than 15 employees. So if you have 14 or fewer employees, you're not required. You're actually not required to have an EEO policy unless you're covered by the OFCCP and you're a federal contractor or subcontractor, but I don't know any employers that have 15 or more that wouldn't want one because it's important to have one, because without one, you're pretty much a sitting duck for punitive damages if you get popped for discrimination. So most employers do have some form of an EEO policy. And this is the policy that says we don't discriminate based on race, sex, religion, national origin, disability, age, and lists everything in the kitchen sink. And I will say that for those of you who are representing employers that are multi-state employers, recognize that in some states, just saying and other protected classes as required by applicable law isn't sufficient. There are states which say that if you do not list sexual orientation or gender identity, then that is, of itself, is a violation of their state statute, which of course makes drafting handbooks a nightmare if you're a multi-state employer, because then you're trying to accommodate all the various state laws that can have expanded definitions of who's in a protected class. But those laws are out there, so be careful when you're doing it for a multi-state employer.